for bringing us this morning.
赞美主今天又把我们带在一起。
We come to the last of the series of messages of the 23rd Psalm.
现在我们来到诗篇23篇最后的一篇信息了。
We believe that this psalm is very dear to our hearts.
相信这首诗篇对着我们心里面都觉得非常的
It's always a comfort to the weary.
因为对于凡是有忧伤烦恼的，这都是安慰。
It's always an encouragement for us who follow the Lord day by day.
因为就是这样的诗篇来鼓励我们天天跟随他。
Brother Philip last week shared to us.
上一周钟弟兄与我们分享。That
we are called unto holiness.
我们被呼召是进入这个圣洁。Because
he is holy.
因为他是圣洁的。And
how should we be holy?
我们怎样成为圣洁?
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们需要被圣灵充满。
In other words, we need to follow the shepherd day by day.
或者说我们每天都要来跟随我们的牧人。
So today, let's turn our Bible to Psalms 23.
所以今天让我们把圣经打开到诗篇23篇。
I will read first in English, our brother will translate.
我先读用英文, 然后弟兄翻译。
I hope the brothers and sisters will read together with me in the King James Version, if you have.
如果英文你是 King James Version, 你可以跟我一起读。
23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest table before me at the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。 他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Another verse in New Testament, Hebrew chapter 4, verse 15 and 16.
另外一处圣经是在希伯来书新约4章15-16节。
Chapter 4, verse 15 and 16.
是第四章的15-16节。
For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到诗人的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
That's a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we come boldly before the throne of grace.
主啊, 今天我们是坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座面前。
Because of your son's blood that cleanses us from all sin.
因为你儿子的血已经洗净了我们一切的罪。
There's no more fear to come before you.
现在我们可以坦然无惧来到你面前。
Lord, therefore we pray that this morning you speak to your children once again.
现在我们祈求你今天早上再对你的儿女说话。
We humble ourselves before you.
我们在你面前谦卑。
We know nothing.
我们是无知的。
Lord, reveal yourself to us.
求你启示你自己。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Last time I shared with you the second and the third verse of the Psalm 23.
上一次我跟大家分享是 诗篇23篇的第二节跟第三节。
He says here, He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
在那里讲到他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
And just in these two verses alone, we see a ton of revelation of who God is to us.
光在这两节，我们已经看到许多的启示，就是神他是谁。
Firstly, He showed us He is our sufficiency.
他先让我们看见，他就是我们一切的供应。
Whatever we need, He supplies.
不管我们需要什么，他都可以供应。
Not only He supplies us with our physical need, He supplies us with our spiritual need.
不光是物质上面的需要，还有在属灵里面的需要。
That's why we can say in Him we have no more want.
所以我们可以说，在他里面我不致缺乏。
Not only that, He is also our serenity.
不光这样，他也是我们的。
He is our peace.
他就是我们的平安。
Today we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天借着主耶稣基督，我们得着这个平安。
You know, there's the biggest problem between us and God, and it is sin.
在我们与神之间有一个很大的问题，就是罪。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Through His redemptive work on the cross.
借着他在十字架上救赎的工作。
Through the blood that was shed on the cross.
借着他在十字架上流出的血。
We have no more problem with God.
在神面前，我们这个问题已经解决了。
We can come boldly before the throne of grace.
我们可以坦然无惧来到诗人的宝座面前。
Not only we have peace with God, we have peace with brothers and sisters.
不光我们可以与神和好，而且我们与弟兄姐妹之间也可以和好。
But through His work on the cross, He has taken down the middle wall of partition.
因为他借着十字架已经废掉了我们中间隔断的墙。
That's why Paul said, "There is no more Jew nor Greek." There is no more bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
所以保罗说，不管是希伯来人、希利尼人，不管是自主的、为奴的，在主里面我们都是一了。
There is no more distinction.
这里面再没有区别。
For our focus of attention is Christ Himself.
因为我们所有的注意力、所有的集中点都在主耶稣基督
身上。He is our all and in all.
他是一切，也在一切之内。
Thirdly, He is also our security.
而且他也是我们的保守。
He is the one who protects us day by day.
他是每天来保守我们。
No, Psalms 34 verse 7 says,
在诗篇34篇那里讲
的。This is what I share with the saints in Dumbo.
这是我在 Dumbo 与那边的弟兄姐妹分享的。
Because we know in 1 Peter chapter 3,
因为我们记得在彼得前书第三章。
He says, who is he that will harm you if you are followers of that which is good?
如果你是跟随神的，有谁能够来伤害你呢？
We all know that we are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
有的时候我们为着公义要受逼迫。
But thank God, who is he that will harm us?
但是谁能够来伤害我们？
No one will harm us because he is our security.
没有人能够来伤害我们，因为他保守我们。
Psalms 34 verse 7 says,
在诗篇34篇第七节。
It says, and the angel of the Lord encamp those who fear him and deliver them.
在那里说耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人周围来搭救安营搭救他们。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a superstitious belief.
弟兄姐妹们，这不是一个迷信。
This is a real thing.
这是一个真实的事。
And if really harm comes to us,
当如果有这些伤害来临到的时候，
if there is trials that come upon us,
当有试炼来到的时候，
it is God who allow it to happen.
是已经神允许了的。
Thank God, He is our security.
但是感谢神，他保守我们。
Not only that, in verse 3 it says, He restoreth my soul.
而且在第三节讲到，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
And there are at least four things which God used to restore us back.
起码有四件事神使用，让我们可以被恢复。
He used to the stubbornness, He used the rod.
对于我们的悖逆，他是用他的杖。
He used that to discipline us.
他用他的杖来管教我们。
To the sheep that is lost, He used the staff.
对于那些失丧的羊，他是用他的竿。
To the sick sheep, He used His anointing oil.
对于那些得病的羊，他是用他的油。
To the sheep that is cast down, He used His loving hand to put us back on our feet.
对于那些跌倒的羊，他是把我们扶起来，而且扛在自己的身上。
That's why King David said, He restoreth my soul.
所以大卫王在这里讲到说，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
But what is the purpose of that?
但这个目的是什么？
That we might lead us in the path of righteousness.
所以我们可以走在这条义路上。
In other words, God saved us not just to make us healthy and happy.
所以换一句话说，神不是救了我们就让我们这样的欢喜快乐而已。
God saved us to make us holy.
神拯救我们是让我们成为圣洁。
We should be holy because He is holy.
我们要圣洁，因为他是圣洁。
And He lead us through the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
他是引导我们走一路，为他自己的名。
Why is it for His name's sake?
那什么叫做为他自己的名？
Because His reputation is at risk.
因为他的名现在已经有一个受损害的危
险。You know, a lot of times people say, you Christians, you are just the same like us.
有的人甚至说你们这些基督徒跟我都一样。
You say one thing, you do the other thing.
因为你口里讲的跟你做的完全不一样。
Brothers and sisters, we got to be careful.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要小心。
Our conduct, our behavior has a lot to do with God's name.
我们的行为与他的名非常的有紧密的相关。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿意神真的对我们有
怜悯。But how do we attain to such holiness?
那我们怎么样得着这样的圣洁？
Last time I don't have time to talk on this. Let's continue on.
上一次我没有时间讲到这一点。
We need to love him.
我们需要爱他。
I believe this is the most basic foundation as we follow the Lord.
我相信这是我们跟随神最基本的一点。
That's why when Peter failed,
所以当彼得他跌倒的时候
，in John chapter 21,
在约翰福音二十一章
，the first thing that the Lord asked Peter is, "Do you love me more than this?"
主耶稣问彼得的第一句话就是，你爱我比这些更多吗
？He didn't ask Peter, "Why do you do this?"
他没有问彼得你为什么这么做呢
Why did you deny me before this slave, handmaid?
你为什么甚至在使女面前都否定我的名
But rather, the Lord said, do you still love me?
但是主耶稣问的是你爱我吗
Yes, indeed, we might fail.
没错我们会跌倒
But do we still love the Lord?
但我们是不是心里面还爱主
The Lord asked Peter three times, do you love me more than this?
所以主问三次向着彼得说你爱我吗
And thank God, Peter said, Lord, you know that I love thee.
感谢神，因为彼得的回答是说：“主啊，你知道。”
And when we love him,
当我们爱他的时候
，the next thing we just want to know about him.
下一件事就是我们要认识他。
There is a desire, Lord, I just want to know about you.
我们里面要有一个渴慕，说：“主啊，我要认识你。”
There it just cannot satisfy me, or just knowing what it is.
光是知道他是谁就可以满足我们的。
We are still scratching the surface.
有的时候我们只是在表面上而已。
A hymn that says the half has never yet been told.
在那个有的诗歌里面，一半还思想不到呢。
Lord, not only I want to love you, I want to know about you.
不光我要爱你，我也要更深的认识你。
But is that all?
那还不是一切。
No, we want to follow him.
我们还要跟从他。
We want to obey him.
我们需要来顺服他。
That's why John chapter 10 says.
所以在约翰福音第十章这么讲
He who have my words and keepeth them
如果有人有了我的话又去遵守的
It is he that loveth me
那就是爱我的
He who loveth me shall my father shall love him
爱我的我父也要爱他
And I will manifest myself to him
而且我要向他显现
Today we need to love him
今天我们要爱他
We need to know about him
我们需要来认识他
And we need to follow him
我们也需要来跟随他
This is the journey God is taking us through
这就是神带我们经过的旅程
Now we come to verse 4
现在我们来到第四节
So yea though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death I shall fear no evil for thou art with me
这里讲到我虽然行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害因为你与我同在
I believe this is the verse that we just want to jump
有的时候我们觉得这个节就跳过去就好了
We don't want to go through the valley of the shadow of death
因为我们不希望经过死荫的幽谷
We are always on the mountain top
我们总想在这个山顶
Every day is hallelujah amen
每一天都是哈利路亚阿们。
And when you go out the door, everybody is smiling at you.
每一次你走出这个门口，大家对你都是微笑。
It seems like when you go to the supermarket, there's always a parking space left for you.
好像每一次你到这个购物的时候，总有一个很好的位置给你留着。
Every day I'm healthy and happy.
每一天我健康而且我快
乐。Do you want that to happen?
你是不是想这样的发生呢
？Tell me, brother, do you want that to happen?
我再问弟兄姐妹们，你是不是想这样的事情发生呢
？I believe so. I want that to happen.
我相信，我也知道这样会发生。
But King David knew the fact.
但是大卫王知道事实到底是什么
？Life is not only on the mountain.
因为生命不光只是在山顶。
We need to pass through the valley.
我们需要经过山谷。
And there are different kind of valley.
有不同的山谷。
Sometimes valley of discouragement.
有的时候是让我们灰心的幽谷。
Sometimes things that happen which we don't expect.
有的时候这些事情发生我们一点都没有预计到。
Maybe losing a job.
也许是我们失业了。
Maybe being sick physically.
也许我们在健康里面得了病了。
Maybe we had a child that is disobedient.
或者我们有一个孩子是不顺服的。
You say one thing, he do the other thing.
你这样讲但是他却做另外的事。
This is always the valley of life.
这些都是我们生命里面的幽谷。
You know, one time my wife went to pick up my boy.
有一次我的妻子就去接我的儿子。
Then there's a hit and run truck that go through the car and the whole bumper fell off.
那有一个撞了我们又跑掉的，就把我们的车那个车杠都撞掉了。
Well, that's okay. Then we have insurance, right?
应该没事，因为我们有保险。
So after the insurance fixed the car, after 1 week.
所以当那个保险帮我们把这个车修好之后
，my wife's car was parked in the supermarket.
这个时候我妻子就把车摆在那就停在购物中心。
She came out, there's a big hole on the bumper.
然后出来之后，这个后面的保险杠又有一个大的一个凹进去的地方。
Then I said, okay, let's wait for a while before we get it fixed.
这个时候我就说，这次就不要那么早，就先把它修好了。
The last week, another hit and run.
所以上周又有人撞了我们的车跑掉了。
Oh Lord, is this a valley? Yes, it is.
所以主啊，这就是我所讲的这些幽谷。
Well, life is just like that.
我们的生命生活就是这样。
We go through valleys.
我们会经过幽谷。
But the worst of all is the valley of the shadow of death.
但是所有的幽谷里面最可怕的就是死因的幽谷。
This the death, the word death. We don't even want to mention about it.
有的时候这个死字我们提都不想提。
My boy teach me a word. It's creepy, daddy.
我的儿子教我一件事情，就这个事情非常的。Creepy, 可怕。
Yes, it's creepy, really.
是非常让人胆寒的。
Well, one time I was talking with my wife concerning life insurance.
有一次我的妻子讲到这个死亡人寿保险。
Then I said to my wife, if I go and you remain.
我就跟我的妻子讲，如果我走了你还在的话。
I haven't finished my sentence yet.
我还没有讲下面的话。
Then she is so mad with me.
她就已经发狂了。
She felt, how could you so negative? You still had a boy to raise.
你怎么这么的消极呢？你儿子还没抚养成人呢。
But let me tell you, death is a decided fact.
但是让我告诉你，这个死是一个定命。
Hebrews 9:27 says,
因为在希伯来书9:27
says, it is appointed unto man, to die once.
在那里讲，按着定命，人人都有一死。
And after this, the judgment.
死后且有审判。
Indeed, death is something that we need to pass through.
没错，死亡我们都要经过。
And there is only one thing that prevents us that if the Lord Jesus come back first.
只有一件事让我们不经过死亡，就是主在我们死之前回来。
So we got to pray the Lord come back first before we die.
所以有的时候我们是这样祷告：主啊，你在我还离世之前回来吧。
But nevertheless, if the Lord delays His coming, each and every one of us will go through this process.
但是如果主还在迟延的话，那我们每个人都要经历死亡。
So death is a decided fact.
所以死亡是一个定命。
Now, secondly, death is something that we cannot get the time on.
第二件事，这个死亡是不可预知的。
We cannot know when it's going to happen.
我们并不知道什么时候。
That's why Proverbs 27 verse 1 says.
所以在这个在箴言里面27章这么讲。
He said, "Do not boast of tomorrow."
他说不要为明日自夸。
For whatever happened the next day, we do not know.
因为下一天要发生的什么事情我们都不知道。
Today, brothers and sisters, we don't know what is going to happen tomorrow.
弟兄姐妹们，我们没有人知道明天要发生什么。
We just live from day to day.
我们只是每天来过生活。
Today, brothers and sisters, it is a decided fact.
弟兄姐妹们。这首先是个定命。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Death is a defeated foe.
死亡而且还是一个被打败的仇敌。
I don't want you to feel like I'm so, you know, no feeling at all concerning death.
我不让你感觉到好像我对死亡一点这个感觉都没有。
Death is such a serious matter.
其实死亡是一个非常严肃的
事。And no one wants to go about, talk about it.
没有人愿意来谈这件事。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Death is a defeated foe.
这个死亡已经是被打败的敌人。
When we come to the Lord's table,
当我们来到主的桌子面前
，Not only we celebrate how He loved us,
我们不光在这里来庆贺他怎样爱了我们。
We celebrate He rose from the dead,
而且我们来庆贺他已经从死里复活了。
Not only He is the good shepherd,
不光他是一个好牧人
，He is the great shepherd,
他是大牧人。
He rose from the dead,
他已经从死里复活。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14b says,
因为在希伯来书2:14这么讲
，And through death He might destroy him that has the power of death, the devil.
在那里讲到他借着死来败坏那掌死权的。
Therefore, we can say,
所以我们可以讲
Oh, death, where is thy sting?
死啊，你的毒钩在哪里
Oh, grave, where is thy victory?
死啊，你的得胜的权势在哪里
But thanks be to God who gave us the victory in Christ Jesus.
感谢主，因为神已经在主耶稣基督里面给了我们这样的得胜。
Yes, he might take away our flesh, our body.
没错，我们的肉身要可能要消亡。
But our soul remains forever.
但是我们的灵魂存到永远。
That's why Paul said, absent in the body, present with the Lord.
所以保罗说，离世与主同在。
That's why there's an old lady, an old sister who is dying.
曾经有一个得了重病就要去世的老姐妹。
And while he's dying, a lot of people around him, her is crying.
在他要去世的时候，很多人围在他周围在那里哭泣。
Then this sister was so amazed. Cry as you may.
然后这个姐妹就很惊奇，就说
：“Go on crying，
你们继续哭吧。
”But I'm tickled to death.
Tickled. 但是我今天要欢笑。
Why? Because death is a defeated foe.
因为这个死已经是被打败的敌人。
Number four.
第四。
Death is a delighted friend.
死亡是一个亲爱的朋友。
Death is a delighted friend.
死是一个亲爱的朋友。
Maybe this is the first time you heard about it.
也许这是你第一次听到。
Philippians 1:23 says，
因为在腓立比书一章讲到
，This is what Paul said. For I am in a strait between two。
他就说我在两难之中。
And it is my desire to depart。
我情愿与主同在。
But to be with Christ is far more better。
与主同在好的无比。
We know Paul is in such a situation. He's undergoing a lot of trials。
知道吗？当时保罗是经过许多的患难。
Because of his faith in Jesus Christ，
因着他在主耶稣基督里面这个信仰。
He's hunted like a criminal，
他是被当罪犯一样被
追。He was thrown into dungeon，
他已经被丢在这个地窖里。
He was beaten up once, left for dead，
他已经被打过，而且是在那里等，已经被打死。
He was in the shipwreck，
他曾经碰到船被撞坏。
And every day he's bearing the responsibility, the burden of the church。
每一天他都担着教会的这些重担。
So as a human being，
所以作为一个人来讲
，That's why Paul said it is my desire to depart for being with Christ is far more better。
所以保罗他自己这么讲啊，离世与主同在是好的无比。
Well, brothers and sisters, we might not our trials might not be as heavy as our Apostle Paul。
弟兄姐妹们，我们遇到的患难可能不像保罗那么重。
But the thing is, we are also going through trials。
但是我们也一样经过患难。
You know, my boy is starting to drive right now。
我的儿子开始学车。
Before driving, I said, "Oh, how about he can drive so it will save us a lot of time."
那时候我开始就想到，如果我儿子能开车，就让我们有很多方便了。
Now he is learning to drive.
现在他在开始学了。
I have another worry.
我又开始来忧虑了。
Will he come home safe?
他会不会回家是安全的
到家的？Brothers and sisters, you just think.
弟兄姐妹们，你可以去思想。
To be with Christ is far more better. Yes, it is.
与主同在是好的无比。
Yes, even though we pass through the valley of the shadow of death.
虽然我们经过死荫的幽谷，
we shall fear no evil, for thou art with me.
也不怕遭害，因为他与我同在。
Yes, indeed, we need to pass through valley.
没错，我们要经过死亡的幽谷。
But King David said,
但是大卫王这么讲，
even though we pass through,
虽然我们行过，
in other words, it is only temporary.
或者说这件事只是暂时。
Trials are temporary.
所有的这些患难也都是暂时的。
Number two.Thou art with me.
第二就是你与我同在。
What can be more precious than the Lord being with us?
有没有什么比神与我同在更宝贵的呢？
When my father passed away,
当我的父亲去世的时候，
Every time I talk about that, it choked me up.
每一次我提到这件事，我都要哽咽。
Yes, indeed, I feel so lonely when my father passed away.
当我的父亲去世，我真的是感到很孤单。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
It is at this point.
就是在这样的时候
I can truly experience God is with me.
我就真实的经历到神原来与我同在。
Not only he's with me.
不光他跟我同在。
He carried me upon his shoulder.
他把我担在他的肩上。
I believe that you have read the poem, Footprints in the Sand.
我相信大家都读过这个故事，就是沙滩上的脚印。
It started with two sets of footprints.
开始的时候有两行脚印。
But when they reached the point where it's the darkest moment of his life,
当这个人碰到他生命里面最黑暗的时刻的
时候， He saw his only one set of footprints.
这时候突然沙滩上只有一行的脚印。
And he questioned the Lord, where are you when I'm in this darkest moment?
然后他就问神，当我生命里面最黑暗的时候，你在哪里？
And the Lord revealed to him, that's not your footprint.
然后神就向他启示，
That is my footprint.
这一行的脚印不是你的，
是我的。And where are you? You are on my shoulder.
那时候你在哪里？你在我的肩头上。
Yes, indeed, we pass through the valley of shadow of death.
没错，我们是要经过死荫的幽谷。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He is with us.
他与我们同在。
His rod and his staff, it comforts us.
他的杖、他的竿都安慰我。
Praise the Lord.
我们赞美神。
Not only we had the presence of the Lord.
不光我们有神的同在。
We also had his rod and his staff.
我们还有他的杖和他的竿。
Every time we talk about the rod,
每一次我们提到杖的时候
in our concept is always an instrument of discipline. Yes, it is.
每一次提到杖都是讲到管教的工具。
Yet we have another thing we need to see.
有另外一方面我们要看到的。
Rod is also an instrument of protection.
这个杖也是一个保护的工具。
Every time the shepherd led the sheep in the wilderness.
每一次当牧人带着这些羊在旷野里面的时候
He always took this rod. If there are predators, lions or cougars are trying to attack the sheep,
you can see
this rat flying like a guided missile.
你就可以看到这些杖可以被扔出去，像导弹一样。
Hitting this predator to drive them away，
就把这些猛兽赶走。
So when the sheep saw the rod，
所以当这些羊看到杖的时候
，it is a comfort to them，
对他们来讲应该是个安慰。
Number two，
第二
，this rod is what a symbol of authority。
这个杖也是这个杆杆是一个权柄的代表。
When the shepherd held the rod，
当这个牧人手里拿着杆的时候
，It means that he is the one taking the lead.
就是说他是一个带领者。
Sometimes we do not know the direction.
有的时候我们不知道方向。
But when the sheep saw the rod, they knew where they are going.
但这些羊看到这个杆的时候就知道方向在哪里。
It is a symbol of authority.
这是一个权柄的代表。
Number three.
第三。
The rod.
这个杖。
Is the one who used for counting.
是拿来来数点的。
It's a quite an intimate examination.
是一个非常亲密的检查。
So when the shepherd led the sheep into the sheepfold，
当这个牧人带着羊群进入羊圈的时候
，in a single file， one by one， he counted the sheep with his rod。
这时候羊是一只一只进到羊圈，所以他就来数点。
And not only that，
不光这样
，sometimes the sheep during the journey might hurt himself。
这些羊在这个旅程里面可能受伤啊。
He might have some injury。
他可能身上带着伤。
But the thing is， because of the wool， you cannot see the injury。
但是因为这个羊毛在上面遮盖，你不一定看得见。
So he used the rod to what? To part the wool.
所以他就用这个杖把羊毛拨开。
So he can see where the injury is.
他可以看到这些伤。
If there is injury, he got to heal it because it might be infected.
如果这个时候他就来治疗，不然的话这些伤口要感染。
So this rod is really a comfort to the sheep.
所以对羊来讲，这个杖也是一个安慰。
Brothers and sisters, what is the rod to us?
弟兄姐妹们，杖对我们是什么？
The rod is the word of God.
这个杖就是主的话。
This the word of God，
就是神的话。
Protect us from all evil，
可以保守我们出离所有的邪恶。
That's why a preacher once said，
所以有一次一个传道人这么讲。
It is this book that keep you from sin，
是这本书让你不要犯罪。
It is this book that drives away the enemy，
是这本书让仇敌逃跑。
That's why every week we come for the Bible study，
所以我们每周都要来查经。
Why？
为什么
？Is that we might be more knowledgeable？
是不是我们这个知识上更丰富呢
？Yes, it is.
没错，是可以这样。
But most of the time, this is the word that have been in us.
但是很多时候，这些话可以藏在我们的心里。
It's used as a weapon against the enemy.
可以使用当仇敌来到的时候。
Today, brothers and sisters, we see in the book of Matthew.
弟兄姐妹们，我们看到在马太福音。
The Lord overcome the enemy through the word of God.
我们可以看到主耶稣胜过仇敌是靠着圣经上的话。
Every time the Satan came in with a kind of temptation.
每一次撒旦来试探他的时候。
He said, the scripture said.
主耶稣总是说经上记得。
Thank God, today we overcome the enemy through the word of God.
感谢神，今天我们可以能够胜过仇敌是因为主的话。
The word of God is also a symbol of authority.
而且主的话也是这个权柄。
What is the word of God?
那神主的话是什么？
It is the express intent, extended activity of God's will and God's mind.
这个话就是他自己的目的，他自己的旨意的一个彰显。
You want to know what is the will of God?
如果你要知道神的旨意是
，You want to know what is the truth?
你要知道什么是真理的话。
You better come to the word of God.
你就要回到神的话。
Today we live in a society that is so confusing.
今天我们所活的世代是一个非常迷惑的世代。
Different kind of ideologies, strange philosophy just come out one by one.
许多奇奇怪怪的哲学思想或者其他的拜偶像的事在我们中间。
We know a while ago the Supreme Court approved the so-called same-sex marriage.
在前一段，这个最高法院已经通过说同性恋合法。
We know it's wrong.
我们知道这是错误的。
But the problem is even a lot of Christians say, well, let's go with it.
但是很奇怪的是，很多基督徒都说就这样蛮好。
To such an extent, they say we should not judge.
甚至到一个地步说我们不应该去论断。
Today we don't judge.
今天我们不是论断。
But when God's word say it is wrong, it is wrong.
但是当神的话说这件事是错的，那就是错的。
When God said this is the right thing to do, this is the right thing to do.
当神说这件事是对的，那这件事就是对的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，we need to read the word of God.
我们需要来读主的话。
That's why King David said.
所以大卫王这么讲。
Thy word have I kept in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
他说我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Brother says not only we need to read the word of God.
弟兄姐妹们，不光我们要来读主的话。
We need to influence our children to read the word of God.
而且我们要来影响我们的下一代来读主的话。
We need the word of God to be in our heart.
我们需要主的话在我们的心里。
Well, marriage is defined by the word of God.
因为婚姻也是主的话来定义。
And nobody can redefine it.
没有任何的人可以再重新定义。
Today our life.Our living is defined by the word of God.
今天我们的生活，我们的生命是被神的话来命定。
It is not defined by our culture.
不是我们原来的文化来决定。
Because we are a new creation in Christ.
因为我们在基督里面都是新造的人。
It is not defined by trends or fashion.
也不是把这个为外面的时髦这些流行的事情来决定我们。
We go with fashion, then we are in a sinking sand.
如果我们是按照流行的怎么样，我们就怎么样，那我们就在一个沙土上面来
建造。Our life and living will be stabilized by the word of God itself.
今天我们的生活应该是在主的话里面才开始。
The word of God is authority.
而且主的话就是权柄。
And the word of God is also the one that exposes us.
而且主的话也是那个光照我们。
You know, a lot of times there is a lot of things that inside of us that no one knows about it.
有的时候在我们心里面有些东西没有人知道的。
Because of our pride, you know, the wool of the lamb signifies the pride.
因为我们的骄傲，羊的毛其实代表我们人的骄傲。
And a lot of our weaknesses are just hidden in us.
有的时候很多事情我们就把它藏在。
Outwardly you see, oh, brothers wearing so nicely, amen, hallelujah. It's oh, very good.
有的时候你看到这个人穿的这么的整齐，在外面就是哈利路亚、阿门，都很好。
But we just don't know what is inside.
但我们不知道它里面是什么。
But when we come to the Word of God,
但我们来到神的话面前
，it just exposes us.
就把我们完全暴露。
One time I had a conflict with a brother.
有一次我有一个弟兄有一个冲突。
I feel I'm right, he feel he's right.
我觉得我对，他觉得他对。
But the Lord said, no, that's wrong.
但是主说这不对。
But I just keep on arguing.
但是我还是在那里争执。
I cannot sleep the whole night.
我整晚都睡不着觉。
Yet until I humble myself before the Lord.
只有我在自己在神面前谦卑下来。
Yes, Lord, you say I'm wrong. Amen.
我说主啊，你说我错了。
The next morning, the first thing I did.
所以第二天早上第一件事。
I just make a phone call to the brother.
我就打电话给那个弟兄。
I'm sorry, brother.
我说我对不起弟兄。
Brothers and sisters, this is not by reason.
弟兄姐妹们，这不是一个讲理
由。The word of God exposes the innermost part of your heart.
因为神的话可以把你心里面最深的
东西显明出来。To such an extent, we don't know what's happening to us, but God knows.
或者说，在一个一方面来讲，我们不知道的，神都知道。
Thank God for the rod.
感谢神为着他的杖。
But there's another thing, his staff.
还有一件事就是他的杆。
If the rod of God is the word of God,
如果杖是神的话的话
then the staff is the spirit of God.
那这个杆代表是神的灵。
On the one hand, we see the staff is to bring that lost sheep back.
有的时候我们已经看到这个杆是带迷羊回到羊圈。
But when we see this, when he said, thy staff comforts me,
当我们讲到这个杆安慰我的时候
because it is that staff,That tells us where we belong to.
这个杆告诉我们，我们到底属于谁。
You know, when the shepherd leads a flock of sheep in the wilderness,
你知道吗？当牧人在旷野里面带领羊群的时候
，sometimes wild goats enter into the flock unknowingly.
有的一些野的山羊也能够进到羊群里面，你都看不出来。
And you know what the shepherd did? He used his staff to separate the lamb and the goats.
你知道吗？这个牧人就要用他的杆把这些自己的属于自己的羊跟这些野羊分开。
The book of Revelation says.
因为在启示录里面讲到
When he comes back, he will separate the goats and the sheep.
因为他来到的时候要把山羊绵羊要分开。
Yes, the word of the spirit of God is the one that separates us from the world.
没错，就是神的灵把我们从这个世界分别出来。
Romans 8:16 says.
因为在罗马书八章十六节讲到
the Holy Spirit witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not only the word of God says we are the children of God, the Spirit witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
不管我们心里面觉得我们是神的儿女，而且圣灵与我们同证，我们是神的儿女。
It is an instrument of recognition.
这是一个让我们能够认识到这件事的工具。
Secondly,
第二点
the Spirit of God bring us closer to God.
神的灵带我们与神更亲近。
Sometimes the sheep, the baby sheep got separated from the mother sheep.
有的时候这个刚出生的小羊与母羊分开了。
And the shepherd will do is just to use his staff to bring back that baby sheep together with the mother.
这个时候牧人就要用杆把这个小羊再带回到他的母羊。
Today, the Spirit of God, its function is to bring us closer to God.
今天神他的圣灵有一个功用，就是把我们带到与神更亲近的。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 6 says，
因为在 加拉太书四章六节。
He said, and because ye are sons,
因为你们既为儿子
，God sent forth the spirit of His Son, crying, Abba, Father.
神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，叫你们呼叫阿爸父。
Oh, how sweet it is!
何等甜蜜的
Today, that our Father, that our God is not only sitting in the heavens.
今天我们的父不光是坐在天上宝座的父。
We can call Him Abba, Father.
我们可以称他是阿爸父。
Yes, even though my fleshly father is not here today.
虽然我今天我肉身的父亲不在
，But there is a Father which is in me.
但是有一个父在我里面。
I can call Him Abba, Father.
我可以称他阿爸父。
Sometimes we feel so lonely.
有的时候我们觉得孤单。
Sometimes we go through trials.
我们经过这些试炼。
To such an extent, it seems like I'm just going to give up.
有的时候甚至我都要讲我要放弃。
But thank God, there is a Heavenly Father.
但是感谢神，我们有一位天父。
Abba, Father.
就是阿爸父。
Sometimes we can't even say what is in us.
有的时候我们都不能描述出什么在我们里面。
But thank God.
但是感谢
神 He is our Abba Father.
他是我们的阿爸父。
Is that wonderful?
是不是奇妙的？
Not only that.
不光这样。
The Spirit of God also what? Reveal God's word to us.
而且神的灵也把神的话启示给我们。
Ephesians 1:17 says.
因为在以弗所书第一章。
He said the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督的父。
And the God of glory.
荣耀的神。
That grant you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
是将赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。
Today we need the Spirit of God to what? Unveil God's purpose to us.
今天我们需要神的灵把神的话向我们来启示。
Without the Spirit of God, we are just but blind men.
如果没有神的灵，我们只不过是瞎眼的人。
We see these Pharisees.
我们看到这些法利赛人。
They read the Word of God.
他们读神的话。
But without the Spirit of God revealing to them.
但是没有神的灵来启示的话。
They continue to be in the dark.
他们一直在黑暗里面。
We see the wise men who came to see Jesus.
我们也看到这些博士来敬拜耶稣。
They heard about Jesus is being born.
他们听到这个主耶稣已经出生了。
And that is the word of God.
这个是其实是神的话。
But they're following the star.
但是他们就跟随着这些星。
Which is the spirit of God.
就是神的灵。
Well, the Pharisee, the scribe just stopped there with the word of God.
那个法利赛人看到神的话就停止了。
They didn't continue on.
他没有继续。
But thank God for the wise men.
但是感谢神有东方的博士。
Not only they hear the word of God.
不光他们听到神的话。
They follow the star.
他们而且跟随这颗星。
They follow the spirit of God.
他们跟随神的灵。
And they found the Messiah.
然后他们就找到弥赛亚。
Today you want to find the Lord Jesus in this book.
今天你要在这个书里面找到主耶稣基督
吗？ We need the spirit of God.
我们需要神的灵。
That's why every time I prepare a message.
所以每一次我准备信息的时候。
I say, Abba Father, just reveal yourself to me.
我总是说阿爸父啊你把你自己显明给我。
It's such a great congregation.
这是一个这么大的一个聚会。
Who am I to speak to these people?
我是谁我算什么要对这些人讲话。
And let me tell you, not once had he ever failed me.
让我告诉你没有一次他是不信实。
We just need to what? To depend on the rod and to depend on the staff.
所以我们就是要来依靠他的杖跟他的杆。
We depend on the word of God, we depend on the spirit of God.
我们不光是来信靠神的话，也信靠神的灵。
That's why King David said, "Even though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff they comfort me."
这就是大卫为什么这么讲：我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Now verse 5 says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies."
在第五节讲到，在敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
Yes, after we travel through the valley.
当我们经历行过死荫的幽谷
，Then our shepherd is leading us to a mountain.
这个时候，牧人要把我们带到山上。
But the thing is, it says, "Thou preparest a table before me."
在这里面，他讲到你为我摆设宴席。
Before he led us to that mountain,
在他带我们上山之前
，He is the first one who went there and surveyed the land.
他已经在我们之前为我们预备这座山。
Now I give you a little background.
我给大家一点背景。
You know, when you say, "Thou preparest a table before me."
这里讲到摆设宴席。
Now this table in our mind is a banqueting table.
在我们的心目中，这个宴席是一个宴席。
Indeed it is. It is.
没错，是一个宴席。
Because it satisfies us.
因为这使我们得满足。
But as a shepherd,
但是对牧人来讲
，What is this table talking about?
这个桌子代表什么
？It signifies a flat land on top of the mountain, a plateau.
其实它讲到的是在山顶有一个平台。
In Spanish called mesa.
在Spanish 西班牙语里面是 mesa
桌子 yeah it is a table land
这就是一块地像桌子一样
so this table land is the land which many sheep herders long after
这个山顶这块地，很多的羊都希望能够到那里。
Because there's a lot of grass in that.
因为在那里有很多的草。
And you can see there's a lot of sunshine.
那里有很多的阳光。
So a lot of sheep herders want that piece of land.
所以很多的羊都抢着要到那里去。
Now, but before he led the sheep to that piece of land.
所以当这个牧人把这些羊带到这个山顶
之前。He says he prepared.
这里讲到他先预备。
He went there first.
他已经去了那里。
What is the shortest route to that place?
那什么是最短的途径可以到达这个山顶
what kind of danger is there when you go to that place?
当你到那之前有没有危险呢
if they are eating the grass, is there any weeds in that place?
当他们在吃这个草之前是不是还有野草在里面
if there is a weed which is poisonous, which the shepherd needs to get rid of the weeds.
有没有野草在那里牧人先要把它清理干净
are there any predators?
那里有没有一些猛兽呢
So the shepherd needs to position his sheep that he can see clearly where they are.
所以牧人要在那里预备。
Thank God，
感谢神。
This is our Lord Jesus Christ，
这就是我们的主耶稣
基督。He is that high priest，
他就是那大祭司。
That's why Hebrews chapter 4 says，
所以在希伯来书第四章这么讲。
For we have not a high priest，
因为我们的大祭司并非不能。
Who cannot touch by the feeling of our infirmities，
他并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
But by all points。Tested like us we are, yet without sin.
因为他也曾凡事受过试探
in other words,
但是他却不犯罪
In other words, before we go there,
或者我们去那之前
whether it's a valley, whether it's a mountaintop,
不管是幽谷或者是山顶的
平台 whether it's the time of joy, it's time of trials,
不管是在喜乐的时候或者在试炼之中
Christ already had experienced that for us.
基督已经为我们尝到了这一切
He knows how we feel.
他知道我们的感觉
He knows what are going on in us.
他知道在我们里面有什么在进行
You know, it's so hard to comfort a person when they are in trials.
有的时候一个人在试炼里面的时候我们很难去安慰他
Because when you try to comfort them,
当你试着安慰的时候
their reaction is, you don't know how I feel.
对方的反应总是说你不了解我现在经历的。
But when you go through that same experience,
但如果你有同样的经历
we can say, brother, I know how you feel.
你可以第一句话说弟兄我知道你心里的感
受怎么样。Because I went through that already.
因为我也经历过。
Thank God, our Lord Jesus is our big brother.
感谢神因为主耶稣是我们的长兄。
He went through all the sufferings that we went through.
我们所有的这些痛苦他都经历过
All the temptation that we went through he went through already
所有的试探我们要经历的他也都经历过
like 1 John says all the lust of the flesh the lust of the eyes the pride of life the Lord already passed through that temptation
就像约翰一书里面讲到肉体的情欲眼目的情欲今生的骄傲他已经都经历过
the only difference is he came out victoriously but we are defeated
有一个区别就是他经过之后是得胜的但我们却失败了
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
this shepherd
这个牧人
went through all of this,
已经都经历这一切
and he is fully qualified to lead us.
而且他是完全有这个把握是可以带我们经过的
and he can lead us to that table.
他可以带我们到这个平台
Now what is this table signifies?
这个桌子代表什么
You know, in my experience, there are at least four kinds of tables.
在我的心目中有四种的桌子
Firstly, the table of replenishment.
第一个这个桌子就是一个补充
You know, after the sheep went through that valley,
当这个羊群经过幽谷之后
I believe they are so hungry.
我相信他们是饥饿的。
That's why the shepherd brought them to this table.
所以牧人要把他们带到这个桌子面前。
That they can eat all the grass that they want and be satisfied.
所以他们可以来吃草得满足。
You know, in John chapter 6,
我们知道在约翰福音的第六章
The Lord speak through these thousands of people.
那里耶稣对着几千人来讲道。
And it's almost night. The disciples said, "Let them go home."
那个时候快晚上了，门徒就说让他们都回去。
We have nothing to feed them.
我们没有东西可以让他们来吃。
But what did the Lord Jesus say?
主耶稣说什么
？Let them sit down.
让他们坐下。
He started to break the bread and feed 5,000.
然后他就拨开这饼，让5,000人吃饱。
Christ is our sufficiency.
基督就是我们的所有的满足。
Every time we feel so hungry.
每一次我们觉得饥渴的时候。
Every time we feel not satisfied.
我们觉得不满足的时候
we just need to come to the shepherd.
就来到牧人
And he will lead us to this table of replenishment.
他就带我们到这个补充来让我们恢复的桌子
Secondly, this is table of restoration.
第二这是一个恢复的桌子
A while ago, I mentioned about Peter.
刚才我已经提到彼得
In John chapter 21st.
在约翰福音二十一章
You know, Peter messed up real bad.
那个时候彼得真的是把事情弄得很糟
He is the number one disciple.
他应该是 门徒里面的第一个。
Yet he denied the Lord three times.
但是他却三次不认。
And one of them betrayed him.
而且其中还有一个门徒是卖主的。
And the rest of the shepherds just ran away.
所有的这些羊在牧人被击打之后都分散了。
At the time when the Lord need them the most.
当主耶稣最需要他们的时候
，They cannot be found.
他们根本就找不到。
So Peter had his conscience cannot let him go.
所以彼得里面的良心一直指责他。
So he just tell the his co-disciple, let's go fishing.
然后他就对其他的门徒说，我们去打鱼吧。
Let's go back fishing.
让我们去打鱼吧。
It seems like I have no face to face my master.
好像我已经没脸再见到我的主。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Beside that Sea of Galilee.
在那个加利利海边。
The Lord prepared a table.
主在那里为他预备桌子。
Not only to feed Peter and the rest of the disciples.
不光在那里来喂养彼得跟其他的门徒。
This table is a table of reconciliation.
这个宴席也是一个和好的宴席。
This table is a table of what? To try to restore back Peter.
这个桌子是让彼得得恢复的桌子。
This table is just telling Peter, Peter, you know, I know you mess up.
这个桌子告诉彼得，我知道你失败了。
But you are forgiven, forgotten.
但是你不光是被饶恕，而且已经不被纪念。
Yes, indeed.That's also our experience, right?
没错，这都是我们的经历。
How many times in a day we fail the Lord?
我们一天之中有多少次已经失败了
？Whenever we come to Him,
当我们来到他面前
，we are restored back.
不管什么时候，他都恢复。
For this table is the table of restoration.
所以这个宴席也是一个恢复的宴席。
This thirdly,
第三
，this table is a table of remembrance.
这个桌子也是一个纪念的桌子。
Every time we come to the Lord's table.
每一次你来到主的桌子面
前 The Lord said, do this in remembrance of me.
主说你们如此行为的是纪念我。
This is not our table, it is his table.
这不是我们的桌子是他的桌子。
Sometimes when we come to the Lord's table, we pray our own prayers.
有的时候我们来到这个桌子面前祷告都是自己的祷告。
We pray, Lord, I have this, I have that.
有的时候讲到主啊我有这个我有那个。
I don't think it's the right thing to do.
我不觉得这是对的。
But let me say, if the Holy Spirit touch you, then better do so.
但是如果圣灵这样来摸着你，你可以这样祷告。
But in principle, the Lord's table is His table. We need to hear to come and praise Him because He is worthy.
但是原则上来讲，这个桌子是主的桌子，我们到主的桌子面前是为了赞美他，为了荣耀他。
We need to remember how He died for us.
所以我们要记得他怎么为我们死。
How He resurrected for us.
他怎样为我们复活。
And this table is a table, it's a table of reminder.
所以这个桌子还是一个，还有就是提醒的桌子。
Reminds us.One day he's coming back.
来提醒我们，他总有一天要回来。
Not only he's the good shepherd.
他不光是一个好牧人。
Not only he's the great shepherd.
不光他是大牧人。
But he's the chief shepherd.
他也是我们的牧长。
Now we come to the fourth table.
现在我们就讲到这第四种的。
The table of rejoicing.
就是一个喜乐的桌子。
Revelation chapter 19 says.
因为在启示录第十九章。
It talks about the wedding feast of the Lamb.
那里讲到羔羊的婚宴。
Brothers, isn't this what we are looking forward to?
弟兄姐妹们，这是不是你我所盼望的
？That day we'll all be there.
那一天我们都在那里。
Because we are looking forward for that day.
因为我们在现在就来仰望那一天。
That's why when the enemy tried to, you know, accuse us.
所以当仇敌来控告我们的
时候。He says here, thou prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
在这里讲到是在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
On one hand, this table satisfies us.
一方面，这个宴席满足我们。
This table also testifies against the enemy.
这个桌子也在这里做见证，对着仇敌。
Sometimes the enemy say, oh, you are weak.
有的时候仇敌说你这人这么软弱。
Indeed, we understand we are weak.
没错，我们认识到我们是软弱的。
But there's a table replenishment that make me strong.
但是这里有一个补充我们的这个桌子，让我们可以再重新。
Sometimes the enemy said you failed.
有的时候仇敌说你失败了。
But we should show him this table of restoration.
但我们看到这个桌子是恢复的桌子。
God already forgiven me.
因为神已经赦免我了。
Sometimes the enemy accuses us, you are a person who always forget.
有的时候敌人就说你是一个。总是忘记的人。
But the table of remembrance.
但是这个桌子也是一个让我们记得纪念的桌子。
Sometimes the enemy said, you have no future.
有的时候仇敌跟我们讲你没有未来。
Yes, indeed, in this earth we have no future.
没错，对于我们人来讲我们没有未来。
Because our future is in the heavens.
但是我们的将来是在天上。
We are there for the wedding feast of the Lamb.
在那里有一个羔羊的婚宴。
Thank the Lord for this table. And he says, he anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. For me, if I reach the table, I say, I'm fully satisfied. What more can I ask?
有的时候我们讲到, 觉得自己来到桌子面前已经得满足了，还有其他吗？
But he said, I anointed your head with oil, my cup runneth over.
但这里继续讲，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
During the olden times, when a visitor came to the house,
在古的时候，在古代的时候，当一个客人来到人家一个主人家里，
then this host prepared a bottle of perfume of oil.
这个主人就要准备一瓶的膏油。
He will anoint that visitor on the head with oil.
他就把这个油倒在宾客的头上。
Which means you are welcome.
什么意思呢？就是说我欢迎你。
Today we are welcome.
今天我们是被欢迎。
We are children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
Not only are welcome as guests, we are the children of God.
不光是宾客而已，我们是神家里的儿女。
And he said, my cup runneth over.
所以在这里讲到我们的福杯满溢。
So when this visitor comes to the house,
当这个宾客来到这个主人家里。
You know, during the olden times, they will ask all sorts of questions.
在那个时候有很多的问题。
The host will ask him, what is your name?
这个主人就问你叫什么名字？
Where do you belong?
你是从哪儿来？
What is your job?
你的工作是什么？
Then after all the interview,
当这个所有的问题问完之后，
And when the meal ended,
当这个晚宴结束之后，
you know, this host bought a pitcher of wine.
这个主人就要带一瓶酒来，
And pour it on the what? The cup of the visitor.
就把这个酒倒在这个宾客的杯里。
When he poured only half a cup,
有的时候他只倒半杯。
It means to say, after this dinner, you gotta go.
什么意思呢？就是说喝完这些酒你就走吧。
But thank God.
但是感谢
神。What did King David said?
大卫王讲的是什
么？My cup runneth over.
我的福杯是满溢。
Not only he filled the cup.
不光他是倒满了。
Fill unto it overflows.
而且不光满了，而且溢出来。
Today, not only we are children of God.
不光我们是神的儿女。
You know, this host will, when he poured that cup overflowing,
当这个主人把杯倒满之后，
It means to say you can still continue to stay behind.
就是说你留下来。
And you can stay, you can have overnight.
你可以在这儿过夜。
For this, there is a place for you prepared by us.
因为我已经为你预备了。
Today, not only we are the children of God.
所以今天我们不光是神的儿女。
We are what? There is a place for us here.
在神的家里面我们有一个地方。
That's why the Bible tells us.
所以圣经告诉我们，
We are no longer strangers and foreigners,
but
members of the household of God.
我们不再是做客旅，不再是外人，是神家里的人。
Is that wonderful?
何等的奇妙！
Not only he feed us,
不光他来喂养我们。
Not only he recognize us,
不光他来欢迎我们。
Not only he fill us with his spirit,
不光他用他的灵充满我们。
We become members of the household of God.
而且我们成为神家里的人。
Oh, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And we come to the last verse.
我们现在来到最后一句。
The surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
他说我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
You know, every time I remember my aunt. Every time he invites us to her house.
我经常记到记得我的姑妈还是
auntie
还是姨妈。
Okay.Amen. He always cook a lot of food.
我的阿姨她总是为我们煮很多的食物。
So much.
这么多。
But before he presented all this food,
但是她把这些食物带出来之前，
she started preparing for things for us to take home.
甚至她给我们预备带走的东西。
That's why my uncle sometimes get upset.
所以我的那个叔叔有的时候就心里面不满意了。
He said, Your visitor haven't started eating yet.
他说你的这个客人还没开始吃呢。
And you're preparing for something for them to bring home?
你已经给他们要带走的东西都拿出来了。
But that is, I tell you, this is biblical, right?
其实这个是符合圣经原则
的。He says here, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
因为这里讲到有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Not only they, the Lord fill us.
不光神充满我们。
There is goodness and mercy that follow us all the days of our life.
Amen.
Amen.
而且一生一世有恩惠在随着我。
You know, when I migrated to the States,
Oh, 当我移民到美国来的时候。
A lot of brothers and sisters said, Lawrence won't make it.
很多弟兄姐妹他们说 Lawrence 他不会在这边。
Physically, he's not
that fit. 因为他的身体不是很好。
And he cannot, you know, absorb so much stress.
而且他不能承受太大压力。
To such an extent, he can never have a child.
而且他们觉得我不会有孩子。
But look today, brothers and sisters.
但今天弟兄姐妹，你看看。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
是的，神有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Not only had followed me and shall follow me.
不光是我跟随，而且随着我。
Amen. And not only God gave me a child.
不光神给了我一个儿子。
God gave me a son.
不光是孩子，是个儿子。
More than 6 feet.
他现在超过六尺高。
230 pounds.
230磅。
What is this? Surely goodness shall follow me.
这是什么呢？
Not only follow me.
必有恩惠在随着我，不光随着我。
Not only follow me, follow my son.
不光随着我，也随着我的儿子。
And brother and sister, I want to tell you this.
弟兄姐妹们，我要告诉你。
If they follow me.
如果这些随着我的
话 Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you also.
这些恩惠才必随着你
For he is a shepherd.
因为他是牧者
Or the, he's the good shepherd.
他是好牧人
He's the great shepherd.
他是大牧人
He's the chief shepherd.
他是牧长
But after that he says,
在这个之后他还说
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
他说我一生一世必有恩惠才随着我
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
It started with our what? Individual journey with God.
这就是讲到我们每一个人与神住在同住。
He what? He maketh me. He maketh me.
他造了我。
He what? He feedeth me.
他喂养我。
So it started with this individual journey.
而且让我经过这个旅程。
But after this journey,
个人的旅程 每个人个人旅程之后
But the purpose
这个目的呢
is to be in the house of the Lord
是要在神的殿中
Brothers and sisters, this is God's eternal purpose
弟兄姐妹们这是神永远的旨意
God saved us not to cause us to be a spiritual giant
神不是呼召我们让我们做一个属灵的巨人
That we are not here as lone rangers
我们不是在这里单独的做我们自己的事
That God wants us
神要我们
to be members of the body of Christ
是成为基督身体的肢体
Because in this body,
因为在这个身体里
面 we can comprehend,
我们可以来了解来明白
comprehend the love of Christ,
来明白神的爱
the height, the depth, the length, the width of the love of Christ,
就是来明白跟圣徒一起明白神的爱它是何等的长阔高深
By ourselves, we are only so limited.
我们个人是何等的有限。
We can only do this much and learn so much.
我们只能做这么多，只能学这么多。
But when we are in the house of God,
当我们在神的家中
we can discover, oh wow, that's so much.
我们可以就发现神这么丰富。
The love of God is so much beyond human understanding.
这位爱的神完全超乎我能够所理解。
And not only that,
不光这样。
He put us here together,
他把我们放在一起。
That we might be the habitation of God in the Spirit.
我们可以成为他居住的灵宫。
In other words, we are here as a corporate testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ.
或者我们在这里是一个团体的见证，主耶稣基督是谁。
Not only started with an individual witness.
不光我们个人做见证。
It ends up with a corporate testimony.
最后我们是一个团体的见证。
Not only we testify who God is.
不光我们来见证神他是谁。
And who God is to us.
而且见证神对我是谁。
We testify of His goodness and His mercy.
我们来见证他的恩惠，他的慈爱。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神真的怜悯。
You know, I feel I'm so inadequate with words.
我真觉得我的话语根本就不足够。
It's so limited.
这么的有限。
But I hope and pray that the Holy Spirit continue to reveal Himself to us.
但我的祷告就是神的灵继续向我们来启示。
That through His revelation of the Spirit,
借着神灵的启示
，we can see more concerning who our Shepherd is.
我们可以看到更多我们的这位牧人到底是谁。
That we might have a deeper appreciation of Him.
我们可以有更深的感激。
And follow Him.
来跟随他。
All the days of our life.
我们一生一世来跟随他。
There's a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you, you are shepherd.
主，我们感谢你，因为你就是那牧者。
In you we shall not want.
我们必不至缺乏。
But thank you, Lord, you have a lot more things for us.
但是你为我们预备的还不止这些。
Yes, indeed, we have passed through a lot of trials.
没错，我们经过许多的试炼。
Sometimes we go through valleys, sometimes we in the mountains.
有的时候我们在山上，但有的时候也在低谷。
But thank you, Lord, we are not alone.
但是感谢神，我们不是这样的孤独。
You are with us, and you are also in us.
因为你与我们同在，你也在我们里面。
Today in a world that is so confusing.
今天在这个烦乱的时代。
Lord, we pray that you always be with us.
我们祷告你一直与我们同在。
Lead us unto that day when we see you face to face.
带我们到那一天可以与你面对面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.